to the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. And if we get a chance, Daryl's going to tell us about the eighth graders that have been prohibited from using the word freedom. We'll explain that. 855-453 is the number here. We've been talking about cults most of the evening tonight. It started with a discussion about NVC, or nonviolent communication. And, Mark, you know, I got to admit, it's a weak case that I've got that NVC is... I didn't call them necessarily a cult. I said they have some hallmarks of being
that's right back
a
off
self-
the position.
They have some hallmarks of being a self-improvement cult, and I stand by
those.
Do you want
some roller skates to get away quicker with?
I stand by those hallmarks. They're obviously not a cult in the same terminology that, like, Scientology would be a cult, or some other things that definitely meet all of the hallmarks, the classic religious
so
cult.
Let's reserve the... Johnstown.
Yeah, these are definitely...
Let's reserve the term for those things, then.
But that's why I qualified it with self-improvement cult. It's not a religious cult in any way, shape, or form. Because religious cults are the most dangerous ones. At least self-improvement cults, usually you get something out of it. There's usually some benefit in it, which is why people are so excited by them. But one of my concerns with NVC was seeing it cropping up all over the Liberty Movement was that it sounded weird. Like, when I heard people utilizing the terminology, it just shouted to me like, whoa! Heads up, you're dealing with a cult here. This is a little bit strange. And I think Johnson gave a great example on one of his Facebook posts about the way it sounds when people are speaking NVC. So he's this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, just to share this with you. He says, Ian, I'm sensing that you're upset by the growth of NVC and by people investing time into learning a dialogue and a way of speaking that is not plain English. I'm hearing you express that when you seek leaders, that you have a need for them to be humble and not to make profit off their work. I'm hearing you suggest that we should seek out libertarian communicators that are more easily understandable and that speak plain English. I, and I think others, have a need to explore new ideas and to try alternative solutions and experiment with things that may not be as straightforward or traditional. How can I help you meet your needs while also meeting my own so that both of our lives can be more wonderful? How does that sound to you? And then he goes on and posts again, because it sounds like a big old crock of S to me. And
I like the first part.
It's got a weird vibe to it. That's all. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way about it, because when I and I know it's argumentum ad populum, but when I posted about this, other people also expressed that yeah, when their liberty oriented friends had tried to turn them on to NVC, it kind of came off as a little bit of a strange vibe to them too. And Daryl, I think you mentioned something about that.
Yeah, it does sort of sound weird at first, especially if you're not familiar with NVC. And it's just my opinion that NVC works best when both parties are familiar with the concept.
Right, and I think if people want to improve their abilities to communicate, that is a very important thing to do. In fact, we've advocated it for years on Free Talk Live that people who love the ideas of liberty need to learn how to better communicate to folks. Because usually when you come across these ideas, they're very exciting. You want to share them with people because you think they could change the world. And, you know, you're right, they are very important, and people do need to hear about them. But if you're not a good communicator, then you might as well just keep your mouth shut, because you could dig yourself deeper into a hole than you already were when you started. So, I mean, there's some basic suggestions that can be given to anybody who wants to be a better listener, and I can get to those here in a moment. We actually have Wes on the line. Wes Bertrand, he is the host of Complete Liberty, which is an excellent podcast that you can find over at CompleteLiberty.com. It's also the podcast of the same name as a book that you wrote, Wes, that I've had the pleasure of reading, and we actually link to the book over at book.freetalklive.com. It's called Complete Liberty, and highly recommended. It's one of the more recently published books on freedom. There's a lot of books on freedom out there, but many of them are decades old, and yours is one of the fresher ones. So you've called in to comment, I'm sure, on NVC in a moment, but also you'd started telling us a story about your interaction with some Scientologists in San Diego, was it, in California, San Jose?
Yeah, at the big Earth Day fair they have there. And, yeah, I appreciate the comments about the book. It's actually free to download, too. So I have a whole chapter in there against intellectual property, kind of along the lines of what Stephen Kinsella has presented in his works, too. So I think that's a really important thing if we're going to try to spread these ideas. But getting back to the Scientology thing, yeah, they have a thing called the E-meter, which apparently, I was just reading on the Wikipedia page, It's at E-meter on the Wikipedia page. But it's kind of a modified ohm meter, and they use this. Apparently only trained Scientologists are allowed to use this thing with the newcomers, you know. And basically what this guy was trying to do is get me to answer some questions that he would ask me of a psychological nature that would indicate through this meter whether or not I still have some sort of unprocessed trauma. You know, in Scientology, they talk a lot about being clear, which means being free of all of the past demons that have haunted you.
Yeah, being clear, that's cult jargon right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, that plays immediately on things that
people... is based on pseudoscience. There's no actual scientific validity to this thing, but you can see how this is one of the tools that people can use to try to get people within their ranks. So they find a group of people that presents them with something that offers some clarity for them, perhaps, or some comfort about getting their needs for, sanity met in a culture that's oftentimes not so sane. And, you know, the earlier caller asked about why the celebrities typically go to Scientology, and it just seems like it is more of a secular religion of sorts. It does have the overtones of religion and has all the jargon and different rituals, and you've got to pay a lot of money, too.
Plus, entomology have the root word of science, which, of course, is very misleading. Point of fact, as you pointed out, there's not actually any science behind it. It's a bunch of nonsense and hokum. But, word makes it sound like it's not quite a religion, right? I mean, so religion doesn't equal science, and so therefore Scientology must not be a religion. Just kind of right on its face, it has a more secular appeal.
Yeah, it seems like Hubbard was pretty crafty in that regard, wasn't he?
Mm.
I've heard that he designed this thing just from scratch and trying to see how people would take to it, writing about it in his books.
And it's called the E-meter, and so you encountered some Scientologists with one of these things at the fair that you were attending?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were giving free E-meter tests to see, where people were psychologically. And kind of this ties into the whole self-improvement cult label of sorts, because you guys have been discussing the nature of self-improvement and how that can lead to cultish behavior or belonging to a group that involves cult in some way. And I think the key aspect of this is the surrendering of your own mind and your own judgments to the group or to something besides yourself. And I think that's pretty appealing in our culture because from a very early age, we're taught and told to conform, that we have to obey somebody else's authority. And then we have this perceived authority that goes on in our heads about the legitimacy of government and people that call themselves certain names, police officers and judges and stuff. And so we live in this whole cult of all of these terms that try to draw us outside of ourselves and not relying on our own judgment to make sense of things.
Further than that, Wes, within the liberty type community, I mean, there's a great deal of value placed on economics, and division of labor says that I abdicate a certain level of responsibility to fixing my car to my mechanic because, well, he does that. So people tend to, in the areas that they're ignorant, turn over control to people who they perceive to be less ignorant. And so if, somebody's claiming authority in a particular area, I know how to rid you of your thetans, then, well, I didn't even know I had some thetans, but gosh, I don't want any, and I certainly do have the thoughts of, bad things that happened to me in my life that haunt me. I'd like those to be gone. What's it going to cost you, mister? Well, all you have to do is take this course, and then the next course, and the next course, and this course, and the next course.
So, Wes, I do have a question. How many people actually got a passing grade after being attached to this e-meter or holding how it works.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did. I think that's just a way to get people to get new converts, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, I don't even know if some of the, the trainers really believe in this, but I suspect that some of the higher level, I guess like John Travolta, what is he, like at level 8 Deaton or something?
I think these people have to believe in it. I mean, I think that these guys have to be true believers to really get into this. I mean, it can't be...
What's he doing it for?
Right, it can't be that lucrative for the person running that tent. They're probably volunteering. But more coming up here in a moment. Wes, you can stick with us. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. The toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There are different ways for you to support the program, considering that Free Talk Live is giving you the website for free. You can enjoy all the features that you find there over at freetalklive.com. But if you want to throw us a Bitcoin tip, you may do so. The Bitcoin tip jar, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you don't know what a Bitcoin is, Mark's going to tell you.
That's right. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or no terms of service you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees. You don't need permission from any banking organization or governmental organization. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. You've got to see this video. Even if you're not ready to start with Bitcoins, you should see this video on this this idea that's changing the internet and changing the world. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com.
We're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. Wes is still with us here. Wes Bertrand, the host of Complete Liberty. It's a great podcast. I'd recommend you check out. It's over at CompleteLiberty.com. You've been talking to us about Scientology here tonight, Wes, and I don't know if you had more thoughts on that or if you wanted to move on to NVC, but go ahead.
Yeah, it turns out that Travolta is actually an operating seat in 5, not an 8. 8 is way up there.
Now, the thetans are the bad things that are inside you, but the good things that one attains by being in the club? I don't understand.
Well, I think they classify it by how many thetans you've gotten rid of. So as you go up in the number, you have less thetans operating in you, I think.
It also means how many dollars you've gotten rid of as well, because each new level costs quite a bit of money, as I understand it.
Exactly, yes. And a true hallmark of a cult. It's interesting because I'm just starting a series on religion in my podcast. I've not really delved into religion much, just tangentially once in a while, because I've been focused on the statist memes primarily. But I read excerpts from a book called The Guru Papers, Masks of Authoritarian Power, and they make an interesting distinction between religions and cults. It seems like the bottom line is that religion is basically socially acceptable, and it's gotten to the point, the cult has gotten to the point where they have, like, scripture and symbols and rituals that they do that are very predominant.
I see.
Yeah.
So do most religions.
What's that?
Most religions also have rituals that are very predominant.
Yes, well, that's the point, is that when a cult progresses to the point where they have, you know, a scripture that they refer to and symbols and all these rituals and the trappings that go along with it, then it would be considered a religion instead of just a cult.
Right. You're defining the line between cult and religion, which... It's hard to define, really. I mean, I think you're right.
It's popularity.
Yeah, it ultimately is popularity. When do those lines get crossed? I think it just all depends. But I would say that's as good of an indicator as any. I mean, certainly cults don't have movies made about their cult leaders. Like, for instance, Christianity. There's plenty of Christian movies, you know, about Jesus and such. And even with Scientology, there are movies being made about them. So does that mean that Scientology has crossed into being a religion?
It very well could be seen that way, I think. But then, of course, we have to look at the psychological side. Why are people drawn to these kinds of symbols and rituals and ideas? And I think it's mostly to try to find some semblance of certainty, maybe some certitude about, you know, what's going on in their life and some meaning.
Sure. They're looking for answers in their own life, but also answers about the universe and, you know, what things that are beyond them, what all that means. And historically, religion has been able to supply those to people, although less and less effectively over time, as science has been debunking many of these religious, you know, myths.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the authors of the Guru Papers point out, too. The science has progressively pushed religion, you know, to the outskirts, in a sense, where, you know, mostly to advocate deism is kind of the only last vestige of religion one can advocate without entering some contradictions or, you know, countering the evidence that's been found by science.
And deism where the God created everything and then just kind of hands off at that point. Is that?
Yeah, exactly. So we're here to understand the mechanics and the nature of the universe through the methods of science. And I think, you know, the founding fathers, if I might use sort of a cultish term, sort of looked at the universe that way, that they kind of thought that God was out there in this realm that was not really imposing on our everyday reality.
So tell me about NVC. I mean, nonviolent communication, you're a big advocate of this, and I think it's your advocacy of NVC is what has really made it pretty popular, at least
probably
around some of the people that I know.
Yes, indeed.
I think to some extent that it has risen from your avocations.
Yeah, well, I encountered it in the fall of 2010, and a friend of mine, Kevin, who I co-host another podcast, Healthy Mind, Fit Body, with, said that NVC is kind of like RTR on steroids. How's that for jargon?
What's RTR?
Well, RTR is real-time relationships, is what Stéphane Molyneux of freedomainradio.com
okay.
has a book by that same name, Real-Time Relationships, The Logic of Love. And that's about developing curiosity about your emotions and being able to express them with another person when you're in conflict with them or when you're just wanting to resolve something. So I ended up looking at NVC, and I originally looked at it a few months prior to that because a friend of mine actually went on a retreat with Rosenberg for about 10 days, and he's in Southern California. He's the one that introduced me to it. And I just kind of gave it a cursory glance, and I dismissed it because I just saw some of the, you know, warm and fuzzy, bleeding-heart liberal sort of vibe to it just from the meetup page, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't delve into it. But then when Kevin mentioned this again to me, I decided, okay, I'm going to go check it out. And I watched some of Rosenberg's videos on YouTube, and I was really impressed by his level of psychological insight. And I think the main thing that hooked me on it in terms of wanting to disseminate it was the fact that when people are really connected with what they're feeling and what they're needing without moral judgment of other people or with themselves, I mean, there's a lot of self-shaming and self-blaming that goes along with the shaming and blaming of others. When they're connected in a genuine fashion to themselves, they're able to relate to others in a way that enables them to get their needs met. And this is pretty fascinating because as liberty activists, we do want to get our needs for autonomy and choice and respect and fairness met. And right now, I mean, as long as we have government, those needs are going to go unmet. So I was looking for this methodology by which you can finally actually achieve what we want. And it seems that Rosenberg has really developed an insightful methodology by which to do this. I really understand and appreciate Nick's statements as well as Johnson's about the misuse of it, perhaps, or the perceived misuse of it. And I think that the way that Johnson structured that on that Facebook page, I read that as well. That is kind of like being a steamroller, I guess, for advocating this process, because there was no checking in with you, Ian, as to what you're feeling and eating right off the bat. It was more about cataloging all these things that I know about you or I'm suspecting about you and then what you need. So it can come across, like Johnson says, as patronizing if you do it that way.
Definitely can. Stick with us, Wes. We can bring it back here in a moment at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, what is it that NVC, Nonviolent Communications, offers that just, you know, focusing on empathizing and understanding and listening to somebody doesn't? It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features that you can enjoy there. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Tonight here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Daryl, and Mark.
All right. So again, freetalklive.com. Features there include stuff like our listening choices. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Different stream sizes and for different internet connection sizes. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Also, our radio listening choices, over 100 great AM and FM stations across the country, airing the show at various times throughout the week, including also XM satellite radio. You can go there and learn about the two XM channels that we're on. In addition to that, our KU-band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. We're on with Wes Bertrand. He is the host of Complete Liberty, an excellent liberty-oriented podcast that also, I think, focuses on some self-improvement as well. And I think self-improvement is very important. But we're talking with Wes, and actually, I had the pleasure, and Mark, you did as well, of meeting Wes many years ago now. It's been several years.
I've met him a couple of times.
Yeah, well, he lived in New Hampshire when we made the move up here. He was actually at our welcome. They have these welcome to New Hampshire kind of get-togethers sorts of things sometimes for folks that that move up here. And that's where I met Wes for the first time. And unfortunately, Wes, you had to leave New Hampshire due to health reasons, as I understand it. And you've since, I guess, gotten through that that phase in your life, but you're still trying to make your way back to New Hampshire, and also, I guess, handle a number of other opportunities that have come up for you in the time in between when you left. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I was back there in the, 2006-2007, and I remember when you guys moved there. Actually, I was already there. I got there before you guys did, back when Russell Canning was there.
That's right.
And I used
and
to
you are coming back,
to,
right?
What's that?
You are coming back to New Hampshire at some point.
Yes, it is definitely in my sight. I aim to get there in definitely within 2 years, but hopefully by next year.
Great.
The reason I left, one of the reasons, was to try to get into clinical trial to treat my type 1 diabetes, but that fell through, so I'm still on the search for another way to do it. And I think I've I've kind of found a way. I was talking with Stephanie on one of my shows previously about possibly doing maybe something in the black or gray market. We'll see.
But, right on. Well, good. I'm looking forward to having you back up here because I think that you're a great thinker and you're certainly a good communicator as well, excellent communicator of the ideas of freedom. We were talking about NVC, this nonviolent communication, and I was a bit of a critic and still am of some of the aspects of NVC as I proceeded or as I perceived them to be kind of the hallmarks of a self-improvement cult. Which is different from a religious cult like Scientology. It's certainly not as dangerous. If anything, it's only dangerous to certain people in their pocketbooks who might spend too much of their money going to seminar after endless seminar. And one of the things I guess that's good about NVC is that they don't necessarily charge for a lot of their materials that are being put out there. And that's been your experience, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like I noted to you, I actually haven't spent a dime other than I did purchase a copy of Nonviolent Communication, which is Rosenberg's seminal work, and I gave it to my sister and her husband. So I thought that'd be an effective way to help them because really 50% of marriages end in divorce, and my background's in counseling, and I understand the nature of conflict between human beings. And I can't think of anything else besides NVC that would really get to the heart of the matter. Literally, I mean, this is designed to really have people communicate what's most alive in them, as Rosenberg would say, in where they're in a realm where they're wanting to understand each other and meet each other's needs. And the way that the NVC presents this is through an understanding of our needs. And I noticed that you mentioned that that it may come across as being needy because there's all this talk about needs, and you're saying kind of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that we just have these physical needs and survival, shelter, and food and stuff. But the other stuff are kind of like questionable, or maybe they're just wants, right?
I think they can be really important, but they're ultimately wants.
I think it's all wants. I mean, I want to eat, and, you know, if I don't, I die. If I
well,
want...
I think that's the difference between, in my opinion, the difference between a want and a need.
I disagree.
Is far more important.
A person who doesn't get what they need on a psychological or social level will die, too. It will kill them early.
I want to have entertainment in my life, but I don't need to have it. There are a lot of...
I think you do.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe entertainment could be seen as a need. Fun, we have a need for fun, enjoyment, and excitement and stuff. And this gets into some of the hashing out about what is in the needs and what isn't in the needs. Because, wants can be, as Hannah mentioned in that Facebook thread, that they can be seen as a way to get needs met. The underlying needs sometimes aren't even noticed, you know. And so the way I look at the needs that Rosenberg presents is, this is the way for us as biological organisms, these are the requirements to live and flourish as human beings, to actualize our potential. You know, and Maslow, in his hierarchy of needs, he had at the top of the pyramid was self-actualization. And I think
that's correct.
This connects directly with that by saying, okay, not only do we have these physical needs, we have these psychological needs as well, because we're social animals. We want to connect with others. We want, you know, intimacy and love and connection and compassion.
There you go.
So
now you're using the right term. You want those things, and they're good to have. They're very healthy to have these things. But ultimately, we all have everything we need because we're here talking. So we've been fed. We've, we've drank things. We've had sleep, and we're here. So our needs are met
but
from
do
that.
Do you understand how
aspect.
When you say this, that you are redefining, culturally redefining the term needs? Because Maslow's got needs locked down. When you talk to people, educated people, I do. I think that every educated person that I know, and most people that make it out of high school, know what Maslow's hierarchy of needs are. And so, or at least they know that it exists.
In all the textbooks.
What's that?
It's in all the psych textbooks.
Right. So whether or not they can name any of them doesn't, they understand hierarchy, needs, the next word is Maslow's.
The difference between need
not,
and want is
not
very
Freeman.
Different. One of the definitions of need is an urgent want, as of something requisite. It's a requirement, a necessary duty or obligation.
And it's not
difference.
Webster either.
There's
it's Maslow.
Okay, so Maslow has his definition. He's a psychologist. Good for him. I think we can all have our own understandings of what these mean. And I just, you know, for me, it was a turnoff when I started hearing somebody talk about all these needs. It was like, whoa, boy.
I agree with
those.
That part.
You don't need those things.
I'm reading the Wikipedia article on NVC right now, And the second paragraph, I'm just going to read this first sentence, says, NVC is based on the idea that all human beings have the capacity for compassion and only resort to violence or behavior that harms others when they don't recognize more effective strategy for meeting needs.
So, hallelujah.
Is there a way that you could figure out what other people's needs, wants, desires, etc. are without the jargony sort of language of, I feel that you are seeking this as a need?
Yeah, so they have a four-step methodology that just simplifies it and prunes it down to the essentials. And Rosenberg emphasizes that in the training seminars to teach people how to speak and think really in a different way than they're trained to in our culture, which is thinking in terms of moral judgments of right and wrong and good and bad and accusing people of things and criticizing and shaming and blaming. And we do see a lot of that within the liberty movement as well. When people aren't meeting our need for respect and autonomy and choice, there's a tendency of like, what are you doing? Shame on you, right? But this is going to create barriers. This is going to create defensiveness in the person you're accusing of doing something wrong, right? So he is focused on how we relate to other people where we're grounded in our own unmet needs. Like, I'm feeling very frustrated and upset because I have a need for some autonomy here. I have a need for some choice. And I guess even that, the way you say it, the tone of voice and so forth, can indicate to the other person whether or not you're wanting to understand them, or rather just judge them based on this jargon vocabulary, for instance.
Wes, I imagine you talk about this pretty often on Complete Liberty, the podcast, yes?
I do, and Nick mentioned that I did a series on it, but it was actually on unconditional parenting. I actually refer to nonviolent communication quite a bit in that, too.
And folks can go and learn more about you and what you're doing over at CompleteLiberty.com. Looking forward to seeing you next time you get up here. I hope it's sooner rather than later, man.
Yeah, you betcha.
Thanks for the call. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at WeUseCoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now, 855-453, SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl, and Mark.
We continue here. Take your phone calls about whatever you want. Also, wanted to mention the Free State Project again. We're just talking with Wes Bertrand about it. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of like-minded people who love the ideas of freedom, but don't necessarily agree on everything. That, you know, personally, like, for instance, there's some people like Wes. I don't think Wes would consider himself religious at all, but some people are very devoted Christians or other religions. There's Muslims. All manner of different folk can come together under the banner of liberty. Because we all, one thing we agree on is that other people should be free to live life how they want. Other people should be free to believe in what they want. As long as they don't hurt anybody else, no problem. So people that love liberty, get together to the same place here in New Hampshire. That's the place. There are already 1,000 people here as part of the Free State Project. Daryl, you're one of the newest movers to New Hampshire. And thus far, you know, what's it been like?
I really enjoy it. I set up a blog on Free Agents last night. And
that's FR33Agents.com.
FR33Agents.com, and posted my first article there and titled it, I'm Finally Home.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool. So, big difference from Texas.
Yes. I had only lived in Texas for roughly 14 months. I'm originally from Alabama. I've moved around a lot. Lived in Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Missouri, Arizona.
Big difference from a lot of those places,
yes.
I imagine.
I've done more activism in the last 3 weeks than probably the previous 2 years.
Yeah, and you actually have already been banned from the local college, as a matter of fact.
Yes, for cavorting with you.
Yeah, apparently, if you're nearby me, then you are subject to being banned from the college. I was banned for using a megaphone, at least that's what I thought, but you never touched the megaphone.
Nope.
You didn't have any flyers you were handing out to people. You were just there with me, and maybe you talked to a few folks while you were
there. I was your ride.
Pretty much. And you got pulled over. And actually, I've just posted the video of that pullover over at freekeen.com. So you can see both Daryl and I being issued the no trespassing warnings or orders or notices or whatever they're called by the Keene Police Department officer, who actually also works on the New Hampshire Drug Task Force. And there's a bit of an interesting moment in this video where the Drug Task Force officer asks me a question about why I made fun of him. He says, why did you make fun of me for smoking a cigar on the Keene Police fan page? And I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't make fun of you. What do you mean? And he says, well, I don't mean you. So he was using the collective
you.
right? So as though we're all the same thing, and everything we do, we're all doing, we're all individually
together
responsible for everything that everyone else does.
It's but, proof, kids, that if you hang out with Ian, it'll go down in your permanent record.
But what he was referring to is the Keen Police fan page that you can find on Facebook. That some, I believe some activists created this, and there's pictures of different police officers on the Keen Police fan page. It wasn't my creation. I think it's a brilliant idea, but it wasn't me. And there's different pictures of different officers. And in one of his photos of Officer Jason Short is him smoking a cigar.
And as I understand it, that photo was taken from his personal Facebook page.
Oh, really? I can't imagine that's publicly accessible anymore. But this guy smoking a cigar, he's on the drug task force. So he asked me, why did you make fun of me? Well, I didn't make fun of you. I don't even know what you're talking about. So he explains that this photo's there, and it's on the Keen Police fan page. And so I speculated to him. I said, well, you know, I'm just speculating here, but maybe it has to do with the fact that you're on the drug task force, and there you are using a drug, essentially. You know, you're using nicotine, and yet you put people in cages for smoking a different plant. And he actually admitted that he got the irony of that. Like, he understood the irony, the inconsistency there, and I don't know, maybe there's hope. I feel like there's hope, because this guy used to come off as not as nice to me in my interpretation of his behavior. He didn't come off as cordial and as friendly as he is today. He's a lot nicer today. In fact, he says he even listens to Free Talk Live and enjoys the program. So, hi, Jason, if you're out there tonight. And so you can see the video of us getting pulled over and getting ticketed for, or not ticketed, but getting no trespass orders. We're banned for a year for basically engaging in free speech. There's actually an attorney that seems interested in this case, so we'll see if that goes anywhere. I don't expect it to, but keep you informed.
Just looks like a guy with a cigar to me.
He's a guy with a cigar.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was concerned because people were poking fun at him, and I kind of speculated as to why that might be. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. David is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hey, I'm in need of my rush to call into Free Talk Live, man.
You do this for a rush, huh? It's an adrenaline jolt?
It's a quick and easy rush, you know.
It's true.
I'm an old guy, you know. I was in a school from 61 to 70 of my grammar school, mm-hmm. and the nuns used to talk like that nonviolent communication. That's how nuns talked to me when I was little.
I always heard that nuns are, you know, notorious for rapping people on the finger.
Talk to you, they talk just like the way you were talking when you were talking that nonviolent communication talk. That's exactly how the nuns of old used to talk.
Interesting. I would think that if
how'd that make you feel?
I think cult is just a bad word we use for clubs we don't like, because cult is attached to a cult. And then, really, a cult only means hidden. So if somebody's saying, you're a cult, that means that person is lacking knowledge, because they don't know what they're talking about the other people. Once they find out what the thing they're calling a cult is, they could understand, and then it's not a cult no more, because you understand they're just ripping people off.
What about the people that wanted to catch the killed themselves in order to catch the comet, or the
Heaven's Gate cult?
The Heaven's Gate cult, and you know, those kind of, like, really.
Well, I'm sure if they did an autopsy on all them guys, they were probably all on psychotropic drugs, you know. So you're not talking to people that are, you know, they're.
Either that, or they're riding a comet and having themselves the time of their lives.
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
So, but I'm just saying, like, a cult is something that we put is a bad word, because we got a club out here called the Dirty Hand Club, you know, and it's like a cult, man. People love
it's for gardeners
and gardening and everything.
It is for gardeners, okay.
Yeah, you know, you could be pretty soon. It's gonna be a cult, you know. If you want to grow your own organic food, you must be crazy. The government could give you food that's good and GMO for you, and so. You know, we could put cult on anything, really, you know, and it's just a bad word for club.
Well, I don't know. I think that there are certain factors that define cults versus clubs.
Well, then the government is a cult. I can't leave my country.
It is.
I can't leave my country and go to another country
you
without
You are absolutely correct. The government is
a
total
cult. And a
little
stamp and everything. They'll shoot me. Put me in jail. Call me a terrorist.
That's right. And that's one of the differences between a cult and a club, is leaving the cult is very difficult, while typically leaving cults is difficult. You're intimidated. For instance, there's an article I have here. I'm not going to have time to share tonight, but Placido Domingo Jr. Says he was retaliated against when he attempted to leave Scientology after 20 years. And David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Maybe I can hold off on this. We can talk a little bit more about Placido Domingo's situation, but it's obviously not going to do it justice, Daryl, but do you want to summarize the eighth graders and what happened to them?
Certainly. It was Spry Middle School in Webster, New York. Apparently on March 4th, there was a school pep rally of some sort that was planned, and the eighth grade students had planned a protest because one of their classmates had been arrested for marijuana.
Oh my.
So they were going to wear shirts that said freedom and free whatever the student's name was. And during the pep rally, whenever it was time for them, you know, their class to do the school cheer and try to be the loudest to win the spirit stick, they intended to all yell freedom.
Nice.
The principal, however, took the entire class aside and told them that there would be repercussions, detention, possible suspension, and of course, this will go on your permanent record if they went through with their planned protest to shout freedom. So
did they?
At last minute, they called a audible. And when it was the eighth graders' turn to cheer, there was total silence.
So rather than do what the school wanted them to cheer, how the school wanted them to cheer, they didn't cheer at all.
Right. And since they were threatened with suspension and permanent record for yelling freedom, they sat in total silence.
Tell me this isn't a cult. You know, I mean, the leaders of the organization are attempting to shout down dissension.
It's crazy. And what a joke, the idea that there's any free speech on any school campus, whether it be elementary, middle, high school, even college. It's all a huge joke. And we're out of time for tonight. Be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.